The 2008 financial crisis reshaped American politics, birthing a politics of outrage in the Tea Party on the right and an enduring strain of progressive populism on the left. The coronavirus is already on a similar trajectory, triggering massive prospective bailouts and other policy proposals that stand to rewire the Republican and Democratic parties for a generation or longer. So says David Siders, national politics correspondent at Politico. Dave, set this up.
You know, you look at the 2008 financial crisis and how big an effect that had on both parties. I think we're in for something similar here. The biggest one may be that you hear both Republicans and Democrats talking about how big government is back.
Yeah, that boy, it was a couple of references to that in your story. It's really head-scratching that it's coming from Republicans. And then I think it was the governor of Colorado who's sort of, pointing an accusatory finger to Republicans of being socialists.
Yeah, it's a bit of a topsy-turvy climate, I think, at the moment. The reference was because Trump was talking about the federal government taking ownership stakes in companies that receive aid. That's a pretty lefty idea, and that's what Jared Polis was talking about.
All right, so how does this then begin to unfold? Is this something that is just temporary, you think, or does this have the potential to be longstanding?
I think it has the potential to be longstanding. If you look at 2008 and the effects of that crisis, I mean, we had, on the right, we had the Tea Party come out of the response there. On the left, we had, Occupy, which maybe now it doesn't seem like such a big thing, but remember that the whole 1% refrain started there. So I'm not sure that without 2008, we have the rise with such momentum of people like AOC and Elizabeth Warren. And so I do think there's the potential for really long-standing effects. Little ones, there will be some little ones, like the CDC will probably have good funding for a long time, I would suspect. And then maybe bigger ones, like looking at how we do health care, and then the voting, too. How do we, I think, vote by mail will become more prominent, and that has some serious implications.
How much of the two measures that quickly passed Congress you think is an indication of, say, these blurred party lines that we've got right now?
I think some of that is just there's always a bit more compromise right after a crisis, right? You saw that in 2000. After the 9/11 attacks, you'll see it in 2008. And now I think we're seeing some again. So that's a little bit hard to judge about. The blurring is happening right now, and I guess it remains to be seen if that's the case 6 months or a year from now. I guess I'm doubtful about that long-term effect, but we'll see.
We're speaking with Dave Siders, national political correspondent at Politico. His piece is called Extraordinary Change, How Coronavirus is Rewiring the Republican and Democratic Parties. Boy, any feel for the impact this might have on the 2020 elections come November or the campaigning that'll take place before then?
It's so weird, isn't it? It's this kind of disjointed, everybody comes at you from a live stream kind of thing. Anybody watching the Biden campaign, it's just totally different. I think the effect will be both operationally, that's unusual and different, but then also the whole issue set is just going to be changed. There were people very confidently saying, 6 months ago that climate change and gun control, name your issue, might be significant in 2020. I'm just not sure there's the oxygen for that at all.
Mm. There was a guy named Ron Kaufman from the RNC, who you quoted, said parties go back and forth and they change somewhat. Change of going back to the traditional way of Democrats and Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, Ron looks at this maybe with a longer term and certainly a more fiscally conservative lens. So what he sees is this growth or boom in federal government right now, and maybe Republicans coming to the left a bit, and he thinks Democrats to the right. But ultimately, he sees this as a debt issue that he thinks, government in the end will have to look at mounting debts that need to be reconciled. So he sees, a future of austerity, I think.
Thanks, Dave. David Siders, national correspondent at Politico.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter @ThisMorningShow. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.